Bible-believing church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Romans 8 and verse 26. Look here now. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses or our infirmities. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. Now watch here. But the Spirit Himself, the Spirit, the gift that you asked for and you got, you received, you opened, you took the package, boom, right, came on you. He says, that Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Whatever could he mean? Groanings that cannot be muttered. The NIV says, the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Okay? But I don't understand what you're saying. Good. Why do you say that? Because then you can't hinder it and pray against it. You see, I believe God did a spiritual bypass. He said, I'm taking that mind out of the way. I'm taking your brain, your senses, your focus, all that nonsense that he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. I'm taking that understanding out of the equation. I'm bypassing your brain. I'm going straight to the heart of the matter. I cannot, when I'm praying in the Holy Spirit, if I don't know what I'm praying for, how can I hinder it? Well, I don't know how I'll get the money because it's $1 million and I need the money. You'll hinder that. How can I get the healing? Because the doctor said, you'll hinder that. When you pray in the Spirit, you don't know what you're praying for, but the Holy Ghost does. Now watch what happens here. Oh, this is powerful. The New Living Translation says, the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. Human words. Understanding words. You got it now? All right? So when they prayed in tongues, doesn't mean that they were praying in another language someone else could understand. They did that at the day of Pentecost to attract people. And when they heard them praying in their own language, they said, wow, and they got saved in their thousands. But that was for the release and the start of the church. Pentecost was the beginning of the church era. Do you realize that? That's when the church began. And so God had to do something to get them in. Amen. And do you know that they say there was something like 3,000 people? Remember the day when they were building the Tower of Babel? Yeah. Babel? What are you babbling about? Yeah. Ever heard that saying? Yeah. You're just babbling, right? Yeah. Come on. Yeah. And they were building this tower and they can do this. And God said, listen, we best get in there because they can do anything they can imagine. We best get in there and change their language so they don't understand each other. And there were 3,000 of them at that day, is what the scholars are saying. And the day of Pentecost, there were 3,000 that were saved and started praying in another language. God separated the languages at Babel and he brought one language together on Pentecost. Come on. God knows what he's doing. Okay, now watch. The voice translation says it this way. The Spirit steps in and articulates prayers for us with groanings too profound for words. He articulates prayer for us that we would never know how to. I don't know about you, but I want this. I got this. Okay? The expanded translation says, yeah, the Spirit himself speaks to God for us, intercedes with deep feelings, groanings that words cannot explain or that are inexpressible or that are unspoken or too deep for words. I don't find that strange at all. Because look what he says now in verse 27. Now he who searches the hearts, that's God the Father, knows what the mind of the Holy Spirit is. Why? Because he makes intercession for the saints. How? According to the will of God. Wowee. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done. Remember Jesus prayed that? Remember? How many of you want to pray the will of God? Listen, he says in 1 John 5, 14 and 15 that this is a confidence that we have that if we ask anything according to the will of God, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, we know we have what we've desired. So when the Holy Spirit intercedes in tongues for me, the perfect will of God, something good's about to happen in my life. Something great's about to happen in your life. Something awesome's about to take place. Because he's praying the perfect will of the Father, and God is always only good. Devil bad, God good. So when you're praying God's will, what is God's will? Healing. What is God's will? Financial prosperity. What is God's will? Protection. What is God's word? Salvation. What is his will? Come on. You could be praying for your brother to be saved, your spouse to be saved. You don't know. Just know that something good is about to take place. Why? Because I prayed the will of God. Oh. I got God praying on my behalf. You know, the Bible says that Jesus is making intercession for us. Yes. Do you know that Jesus prays for us? Do you know that Jesus is our advocate?
Yes, hallelujah.
No weapon formed against me. You all need to learn the scripture, Isaiah 54, 17, and say it on a daily basis more than once. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me, I shall condemn. Why? For this is a heritage of the servants of the Lord. Why? Because they are of my righteousness, saith the Lord. When you're righteous in Christ, you got the power. Oh boy, you need to just get that Holy Spirit because you can now receive him. Can you say amen? So watch it. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is because he makes intercession for the saints. Oh, they dead people, I forgot. He's praying for the dead people. No one's praying for dead people. Stop praying for dead people. Saints are people that have been born again living. Paul said, the saints with me, greet the saints with you. He said, the saints with me. He spoke about the saints how many times? A saint is not dead. He's making intercession for the saints, the born again people, you and me. With groanings that cannot be uttered. So when I pray in the mornings, I say, Holy Spirit, I want you to come upon me and intercede with and through me the perfect will of my Father. I don't know what to pray for. I mean, after 10 minutes or half an hour of me praying for you guys, praying for my family, praying for the nation, praying for our president, praying for all leadership, after half an hour, I'm done. I've run out of prayers. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Some of you, it's 5 minutes and you're done. Lord, I pray for the world. Amen. You're done. You're done. You don't know what else to pray for. Maybe you haven't even prayed for the important things. So you kick into the Holy Spirit because he knows what to pray for. And the Father knows what he's praying. And it's in the perfect will and accord with God Almighty. And the Holy Spirit and God and Jesus will never, ever, ever disagree on anything. Now look what happens. He says, yeah, and now after that's taken place, I've been praying in the Spirit. Now watch what he says, yeah. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. Did you notice it comes after praying in the Spirit? Yeah. All things work together for your good.
Yeah.
Do you see that? I'm telling you, when you pray in the Holy Spirit, I pray in the Spirit, and I'm doubling up now since I started teaching this. I'm praying more in the Spirit. Let me tell you, prayer night, yeah, the other night, I prayed in English once, I think, and the rest of the night, I was just in tongues, other tongues, because I don't know what to pray for, but he does. And now I expect results. I don't know what's going to come, but I know it's going to be good when it comes. You see, so you know the world's got a saying, save it for a rainy day. They're expecting something bad to happen, so you better have enough money to get out of the problem, right? When I pray in tongues, I save it for a glorious day. I'm looking for a glorious thing to come into my life. Something good is about to happen. Something great is about to take place. Someone's going to get saved out of the blue. Someone I've been thinking of, bang, got healed. Now, let me tell you, and I've got more scriptures to give you. I just want to show you this one quickly, Mark 16, verse 17. And look what it says here. These signs will follow those who believe. How many of you believe? Okay, I'm watching hands. Let me see one more time. How many of you are saved? Keep your hands up. I'm looking to see who's saved. I want to see clearly now. Hands up. Okay, I think I saw one. You'll be saved in a few minutes. Just hang on. God's also watching. I'm from Africa. I can get away with it, okay? I'm South African. We do those things in South Africa. Okay, now watch here. And these signs will follow those who believe, those that are saved, born again people. In my name, they will cast out demons. And in my name, they will pray in other tongues. Those who believe, saved and praying. Come on. Can you say, one more I want to show you, Jude 1:20. Look at this. But you, beloved, talking to the saints, build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. I build myself up. I get edification when I pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh my goodness. Who wouldn't want to be built up? I mean, really, this is better than going to the gym. There's some benefit in going to the gym, but in spiritual things, it's all beneficial. You understand what I'm saying? There's more benefit to praying in tongues than going to the gym. Amen. Amen. Now, we should go to the gym. We can all look like Pastor Mark. I'm just believing God in my next life I look like him. I gave up trying. I'm joking. He's a wonderful man of God. But his spiritual side is stronger than his physical side. Way strong. I know him personally and his family. His physical side is real tough. Don't mess with him. But his spiritual side, don't come near that. I'm telling you, the guy's been working out. And you can work out in the spirit realm. Amen. Pick them weights up. Pick them weights up. Start off small and then get bigger weights and go for it. Amen. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Now, the Bible also says when I pray in the Spirit, my mind is unfruitful, but my spirit is fruitful. I don't know what I'm saying, and that's a good thing because I can't mess up what I'm saying. So it's a good thing. But, you know, just one or two examples. My pastor, I'll tell you about my pastor once. He was praying in the morning, as he did, and he'd wake up and he'd pray and pray and pray. And then he'd pray in tongues. And he was praying this one morning, and as he wanted to stop, he couldn't stop. He just couldn't stop. And so he just kept on going. Have you ever felt that something's up, but you don't know what? Yeah. Have you ever got the butterflies in the stomach, but why? Yeah. You're not sure? So what do you pray for? Lord, I pray for everything. Amen. No. God wants specific on target prayers. So you pray in the Holy Spirit. So he just kept praying and praying and praying. And his wife had gone out to drop the kids off at school or something. She was coming back. And she was like on the 95 equivalent in South Africa. And she was coming and it was raining. And she was coming around there. It's 120 kilometers an hour. I think it's about 74 miles. She was doing the speed and she looked up and there were just red lights in front of her because they had put barrels to go into like two lanes. And she looked up and there was just red and she stood on her brakes at the exact time this happened. And the car spun, hit the median, spun through the median, came onto the other highway going the opposite way. She was facing the right way and she just put her foot down and went, came off the highway and fell apart. At the exact time he was praying.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow Junior College in St. Lucie,